Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior years shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. Medicare is back in the news again. The April issue of AARP Bulletin includes a special report on Medicare fraud. Protecting your Medicare, crooks are stealing your health care dollars. Federal agents are fighting back, and you can help. The sections of the report include Medicare Under Assault from Fraudsters by Joe Eaton, 5 Ways Medicare Theft Affects You Directly by Mike Hedges, AARP Fights Medicare Fraud, and Medicare Strike Force Focuses on Fraudsters by John Rosengren. And now Thieves Target New Medicare Cards by Sid Kirschheimer. And I'll begin with Medicare Under Assault from Fraudsters. Your Medicare is in danger. Each year, roughly 10 cents of every dollar budgeted for the giant health insurance program is stolen or misdirected before it helps any enrollee. Looked at another way, about $1,000 is lost per Medicare member through theft or waste each year. That is according to the federal government's reckoning, but it could be far worse. Malcolm Sparrow, a Harvard University professor and leading expert on health care fraud, says the true amount lost to fraud, abuse, or improper payments could be 20% or even as high as 30%. The fact of the matter is, we don't know how much is lost, Sparrow said. We ought to know, we shouldn't have to guess, but the truth would be hard to swallow. It's not just taxpayers who pay the price. Medicare beneficiaries also foot the bill in the form of higher deductibles and co-payments and cuts to services and care. Put simply, fraud is directly harming the health of older Americans and compromising the program. The real danger is the winding down and gutting of services, Sparrow says, and it's been happening for a long time. Fraudsters often charge for services never delivered, falsify records, inflate claims, steal your ID, and file duplicate claims, as well as provide unneeded equipment and buy off doctors and patients. Fraud may also hinder the ability of patients to find treatment. Good doctors and health practitioners face greater bureaucratic demands due to the system's challenges, and in some cases, reimbursement has remained flat on important types of care. That leaves less time for treating patients and may push some providers to stop accepting Medicare. The squeeze sits unfairly on the just, Sparrow says. It will eventually drive them away. There's another reason Medicare beneficiaries should be outraged. Fake billing is part of a patient's health record, which is increasingly kept electronically. In an era fraught with the loss of personal medical information, fraudulent billing has the potential to affect things such as life insurance rates and future medical treatment. The astonishing real cost of Medicare fraud. The amount of tax dollars that are lost each year to Medicare fraud and waste is greater than the entire annual budget of some of the federal government's most important programs and departments. Here are a few examples. Every recent president has acknowledged the problem, yet crooks continue to target the program and new schemes spread across the country faster than officials can keep up. Why does Medicare continue to be a choice target for fraud? Critics say the problem is built into the system. Private health care programs investigate suspicious claims before paying them, but Medicare pays claims first and investigates later. Among insiders, that's referred to as pay and chase. That's changing, but progress is slow. AARP contacted the office of Seema Verma, the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, but did not get a response. Kirk Gorski, a former federal prosecutor who fought Medicare fraud, says the bilking of Medicare should concern everyone, even those who are not yet old enough to take advantage of the program, because they help pay for it through taxes. Every American should be angry about it, Agorsky says. If there is massive fraud, people should know that their benefits are going to be hit. Agorsky believes the solution is more funding to stop fraud before it happens instead of sending in federal agents later. Fighting fraud is not a job Washington takes lightly. In this series of Medicare stories, you'll discover how different government branches work together to stop fraud using the latest technology and old-fashioned detective work. Is it enough? It's too soon to tell, but everyone agrees you too can be part of the solution. Every person on Medicare can help protect the program. In this series of articles, AARP will show you how. Five ways Medicare theft affects you directly. Medical identity theft happens directly to you when someone steals your personal information, especially a Medicare number, to get devices, treatment, or medicine, and submits fraudulent claims under your name. Like all identity theft, Medicaid ID thieves disrupt your life, but they can also tamper with your medical care, waste taxpayer dollars, and land you in legal trouble. And unlike credit card losses, there are no consumer protections for medical losses. There's upcharging, also known as upcode billing. It happens when Medicare is billed for a more expensive device or procedure than the one you received. Be vigilant in checking your Medicare statements. Experts say the thieves are sneaky and you don't want a false claim lingering on your records. If you find a discrepancy, call your doctor's office first to rule out an innocent error. Phantom billing and double dipping are fraudulent practices that also would show up on your Medicare statement. Phantom billing is simply charging Medicare for services not delivered. Double dipping is filling duplicate claims for one service or procedure. If not caught or rectified, they could hurt your future health coverage. Fake freebies aim to sucker you in to receive devices or services you may not need. Scooters, back braces, and other devices that are offered at no cost to you are in many cases scams to defraud Medicare and give you an inferior product, if you get it at all. Under the Federal False Claims Act, if you are part of a false claim operation, known to you or not, you may be liable. And finally, prescription fraud. Medicare crooks take your Medicare number and fill prescriptions that they then sell on the black market. Often you will find out you've been a victim when your own prescriptions are denied. And now AARP fights Medicare. Here are the actions we are taking to prevent health scams and advice on how you can protect yourself. AARP is involved in the fight Medicare fraud and other schemes that target your health care. We are working with Congress and the administration to make sure that Medicare has the necessary resources to combat fraud and abuse and to make it harder to bilk the program and Medicare beneficiaries, said Nancy LeMond, AARP Executive Vice President and Chief Advocacy and Engagement Officer. Successes like removing Social Security numbers from Medicare cards are important steps, but more must be done to protect Medicare for future generations. AARP's Fraud Watch Network monitors trends on Medicare fraud and advises members on how to avoid becoming the victim of a scam. To find the latest updates and to stay on top of fraud schemes that may target you, you can go to the Fraud Watch Network. Protect yourself following a few rules. Always review your Medicare explanation of benefits statements. Verify that each of the items on your statement was provided on the date listed and from the provider indicated. Call the Medicare hotline at 800-633-4227 if you have questions about your statement or think an adjustment is in order. Report it to authorities if you spot a charge that does not look legitimate or if you become aware of what appears to be fraudulent Medicare activity. Contact the hotline at the HHS Office of Inspector General is 800-447-8477. All calls are handled confidentially. And if you suspect there is a fraudulent charge to your prescription plan, Medicare Part D, the toll-free number for that is 877-772-3379. And now, Medicare Strike Force focuses on fraudsters. Multi-agency team leads the fight against healthcare crooks. A decade ago, several federal agencies created the Medicare Fraud Strike Force as a main weapon against fraud. Since then, it has charged more than 3,500 people with ripping off Medicare for more than $12.5 billion as of early 2017 and recovered just over $2.5 billion of that money. Here you will meet some Strike Force members, such as David Serran of the Office of Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, who alerts regional offices about crime trends, and Amber Kilpatrick, an agent in Miami who helps build cases. In Los Angeles, Diane Vu uses software to spot fraud, and on the East Coast, an undercover agent, Randall, busts cheats. How effective has the strike force been? Opinions vary. We believe our conviction rate has a significant deterrent effect, says Joe Beemsterboer, chief of the Justice Department's Health and Care Fraud Unit. Nick Oberheiden, a Dallas fraud defense attorney, says, if there was no heavy enforcement, it would be completely Wild West. But, he says, the magnitude of the problem is just too big to be captured by a few hundred convictions a year. Here are some facts about the strike force. There are 9 strike force teams based in fraud hotspots: Miami, Los Angeles, Detroit, Southern Texas, New York City, and Southern Louisiana, as well as Chicago, Dallas, and Tampa, Florida. Each team is made up of agents, investigators, prosecutors, auditors, and others. Officials in Washington oversee the strike force and coordinate with regional teams. Sifting data for clues. Inside billions of bits of data that accompany Medicare claims each year are small anomalies that suggest to experienced investigators that the fraud has been committed. New high-tech tools are now improving the odds of finding those clues. The federal government has introduced software called OnePI, which facilitates the review of all information related to Medicare claims. The new technology helps analysts spot red flags, such as a person in hospice care being charged for a hospital visit, older people making visits to doctors 40 miles away, or someone being treated for 5 days in the hospital for a broken arm. And if agents know a common scam is to bill for a specific expensive procedure, they can run a search using the insurance code for that procedure to identify outliers. When they see a doctor billing for 24 at a time, they know they're onto something. Over the past 2 years, the government has added about 70 investigative analysts nationwide to use these systems. The increased technological muscle and added manpower promise a game-changing evolution in the fight against fraud, said Vu, the assistant special agent who helps lead federal efforts against Medicare fraud in Los Angeles. We've always had a lot of access to claim data, she says. Now we have new tools, along with the investigative analysts who can run the data to see trends and narrow them down by zip code or look at the big picture nationwide. It allows us to work smarter. These clues point agents to where they should focus their time to build prosecutions. Data is great, but we still need to talk to witnesses, Vu said. We need people to testify to what happened. And now some strike force in action. The case? Agent David Serran versus Hollywood Pavilion. The crime? Using fake patients to rake in cash. Hollywood Pavilion sounds like the type of medical facility that gives top-quality care to the stars, but the South Florida Psychiatric Hospital proved to be quite the opposite. Miami-based agents investigating Medicare fraud heard of suspicious practices of recruiting patients there, and so, under the lead of field agent David Serran, they started investigating. Hospital employees confirmed that things weren't as they should be. In the coming months, Serran and his team did more interviews and research, and a picture of a shocking scam began to emerge. The hospital was paying recruiters, some on a monthly retainer and some of them convicted felons, to scare up patients. Many of them were drug addicts who were not in need of psychiatric services, but were looking for cash or substance abuse treatment. Some were bussed in from as far away as Maryland and Louisiana. They were coached to say that they were depressed or suicidal. Often they ended up locked in the facility for weeks until their Medicare benefits ran out, at which time they were discharged to live on the streets. Why? To generate copious bogus Medicare claims to enrich the hospital's owners. With growing evidence in hand, the squad obtained warrants to search the email account and computer of the hospital's CEO, Karen Calenzuri. That turned up enough hard evidence, including falsified documents and incriminating emails, to convict Calenzuri. The crime? Bilking Medicare out of almost $40 million over 9 years. One prosecutor later referred to the hospital as a brothel of fraud. Calenzuri was sentenced to 25 years in prison and ordered, with co-conspirators, to return more than $39 million. Several others in on the scam, including some doctors, were also convicted. Sarah now holds a key job in the Office of Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, but still angered by ongoing Medicare fraud in South Florida, where he was raised. "They're committing fraud in my hometown," he said. "Miami should have a better name than that." And the next case, Agent Amber Kilpatrick versus Elbe Blawi. The crime, 7 years of false billing. The convicted healthcare thief wanted to cut a deal, so he offered details on an entirely separate crime he knew about. Three healthcare companies were billing Medicare for bogus services. As it turned out, the tip, along with the information from others, led Special Agent Amber Kilpatrick and fellow officers with the Miami Medicare Fraud Strike Force to one of the biggest busts in its history. The three companies identified by the informant were supposed to serve Medicare beneficiaries in their homes, but the snitch said investigators would find a much different story if they dug deep enough. Kilpatrick and her colleagues began piecing together a profile of the facilities. They found former patients and interviewed them about their care. Then they carefully checked those accounts of what had actually happened against the Medicare filings of the businesses, keeping a close record of discrepancies. They also documented those who didn't get visited but still showed up on Medicare billing statements as having received care. Slowly, a portrait of a criminal conspiracy began to emerge. Investigators were able to show that some Medicare beneficiaries were given expensive treatments that they didn't need. In other cases, Medicare was billed for services that didn't happen at all. And as more people were interviewed and more data sifted, it became clear that there was another layer to the fraud. Officers learned that the recruiters were being paid to direct people who didn't need care to the facilities. Doctors were being given kickbacks to route people to the bogus companies. Well, the three home health care services had something or someone in common, a man named Khaled Elbe Blawi, and he owned two of them, Health Choice Home Services and Gem Home Health Care. Plus, he managed the third company, Wilsand Home Health Agency. The probe by the federal agents eventually showed that the scam had been going on for 7 years, from 2006 to 2013. And during that time, Medicare had been bilked out of $40 million in care that was either not delivered or unnecessary. When agents confronted Elbe Blawi, he initially agreed to cooperate. He even helped prosecutors compile a series of recordings with doctors while they were discussing kickbacks. Then he changed his mind and took the case to trial, representing himself after firing his defense attorney. That proved a disastrous strategy. The evidence compiled by Kilpatrick and others was overwhelming. On August 30, 2016, Elbe Blawi was sentenced to 20 years in prison and ordered to repay Medicare $36.4 million. The information he provided helped bring the conviction of physicians who received kickbacks for referring patients to the home health care companies. The case provided the kind of complex mental challenge that keeps Kilpatrick excited about the job. Each investigation is a kind of like putting the pieces of a puzzle together, she said, and that includes time on stakeouts and chasing down witnesses. You can't do this job from a desk. But she admits it's difficult for the strike force to stem the rampant abuse. Sometimes it's hard to stop because the money goes out so quickly, and by the time you realize what's going on, the money is gone. Next case, Randall versus the recruiters. The crime? Paying the needy to cheat health care. Life in Washington, D.C., homeless shelter, is grim under the best of circumstances. For a federal undercover agent looking to expose a network of recruiters who solicit personal Medicare and Medicaid information from shelter residents to create phony medical bills, it presents unique challenges. Randall, a pseudonym for a special agent with the Office of Inspector General at HHS, who still must protect his true identity, thoroughly prepared for his undercover role. He grew his hair out, let stubble cover his face, and did not bathe for several days. But it was the mental preparation that proved key. He drew on time spent growing up in an African-American neighborhood in D.C. He modeled himself on kids he knew who had been able to establish rapport with these guys living close on the edge. They helped him give credibility inside the shelter. He could talk the talk of the street guys and gain their trust, he said. He memorized details of a fake identity, name, social security number, address, and date of birth. He visualized himself in tough situations and worked out how to conduct himself. Once he was fully prepared, Randall approached one of Washington's large shelters for the homeless. It smelled of urine, filthy clothes, and body odor. Men shuffled outside the entrance, drinking and smoking. The mentally ill talked to themselves. Randall let it be known he was looking for making money, and within minutes a recruiter approached him. The scheme he was looking to expose is simple, but it results in an annual losses to Medicare and Medicaid that amount to hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars in fraud. Recruiters enlist fake patients to get approved for services by doctors who may or may not be in on the scheme. The phony patient is paid a small amount to sign off on falsified documents showing expensive care that's never been delivered. The homeless person may also sign off on timesheets for phantom visits from health care aides to non-existent residences. Homeless shelters are fertile ground for recruiters involved in this type of fraud. The one who approached Randall was running a Medicare scam. Randall was quickly taken into the scam, though it wasn't always easy. One time in the car with a recruiter, the man suddenly asked, "Are you a cop?" Randall's heart stopped. Had he messed up? Had he carelessly slipped out of character? "Oh, no way," he said. "I hate cops, man." Well, the recruiter laughed and Randall could breathe again. After nearly a year undercover, his investigation, which included secret audio and video tapes of his transactions, yielded enough evidence to convict 19 recruiters and healthcare aides of fraud. When this sort of case goes to trial, that is often where the crooks finally learn Randall's true identity. Guys wilt when they see the undercover agent in the courtroom, said Randall's supervisor. And now thieves target new Medicaid cards. Scammers are already hard at work to learn your info. Finally happening, new Safer Medicare cards are getting mailed to all 58 million beneficiaries. Each will have a unique, randomly generated 11-character Medicare Beneficiary Identifier, or MBI. Cards will be randomly shipped over the next 12 months, so if a spouse or a friend gets one before you, don't worry. The new card will no longer display Social Security numbers, which aided scammers in opening fraudulent financial accounts. filing bogus tax refunds, and otherwise stealing your money and identity. But crooks will want the card details, so guard your MBI just as you would your previous Medicare number, your Social Security number, and other personal identifiers. Share only with trusted healthcare providers or when you contact Medicare. Don't leave the number in emails or on your computer in digital files, which could be easily intercepted. And as we say elsewhere in this report, check every statement from Medicare for bogus services and billings. As we've noted, a crook with your MBI or other personal health information can bill thousands of dollars in treatments and equipment to your Medicare account or get bogus prescriptions written by working with a crooked doctor. Even worse, if the bad guy gets caught, Medicare may not know if you were a willing participant unless you had already alerted them to statement discrepancies. These fraudulent bills could jeopardize your benefits. Ever since the new card rollout was announced last May, criminals have been working overtime to revive old schemes that let them use the change in their advantage. For example, the switch from Social Security number to MBI could breathe life into an old swindle aimed at your bank account information. In this gambit, a caller claims that with the new card, you're entitled to a refund in premiums or drug costs. The thieves will ask for information to set up a direct deposit to your bank account to send the money. But if you're really entitled to a refund, a check will be sent to you. And if you get Social Security, your direct deposit account is already on file and Medicare wouldn't need to ask for it. Another scam? Crooks call you to claim that Medicare needs to verify your identity before a new card is issued, that you need to pay for a replacement card, or that you owe a new fee to pay for updated coverage. Don't believe it. Your new Medicare card will automatically be mailed sometime in the next 12 months. There's no charge or action required, and benefits don't change. Final note, when you get your new card, be sure to destroy your old card. Don't just toss it in the trash, shred it. You don't want your Social Security number sitting in plain sight in your trash. Well, that's a lot of information to digest. The extent of the fraud is frightening, but the success of the strike force is encouraging. I'm going to leave you with their important reminders. Again, always review your Medicare explanation of benefits and guard your new Medicare beneficiary identifier as you would your Social Security number. And a pleasant and warm Mother's Day to all. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.